The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Ask yourself, am I liberal or am I conservative or am I simply a faithful Catholic? Why am I saying this? Because if you identify yourself as liberal or conservative, you are what? Restricting yourself. Do you understand? Restricting. Because as Catholic, either or, either you're faithful or you're not. The media tries to brand the Pope as liberal. Or if sometimes they want him to be conservative, I don't know. Depends on who you talk to. The Pope is trying very much and will always teach us what? The total Christ. And Christ himself cannot, will never be liberal or conservative. Who among you would like to be put in a box wherein people will categorize you? No good. No? Either you are Catholic and faithful. In the gospel today, what did Christ say? Christ said, with regards to committing adultery, imagine it's not about the act itself. Even what? Just thinking about it. Last thing, desiring, you already committed adultery. Oh, is that being too technical? Is that being too conservative? Is that what? You know? Because remember what Christ said, nothing from the outside corrupts you. What corrupts you? Coming from inside. So if you, the sinner, decided freely to desire this person for sexual purpose, then you are already going against the purity of mind, the chaste mind. The problem with being liberal or conservative is very extreme. When you say, love the sinner and love the sin, that's being liberal. You understand, huh? Just because you love the sinner, you have decided to love the sin. That's being liberal. When you hate the sin and thus hate the sinner, that's being what? Conservative. Both can be extreme. It should be what? Balanced. I've heard people, again, this is not me. I heard people say, yes, Father, I am pro-life.
But I am pro death penalty. Ah, see? You hate the sinner, huh? Yes or no? You want him dead. You forgot about his humanity. You're thinking only of what he did. See? Hate the sinner. So again, huh? You cannot do that. Imagine if God, Jesus, hated us because of our sinfulness. No? None of us here are without sin, yes? All of us here are sinners. We may pretend to be holy in front of everybody, but nobody here is perfect. All of us here have committed sin against the will of God. Yet, how do we approach God? We approach God with total honesty. Total. You cannot lie to God. No? You cannot lie to God. You cannot say to God, I did not do this. Or, I did this because of my husband, because of my wife. You cannot do that. You accept responsibility for your action. You see the ugliness of what you have done. And then you surrender yourself and depend on His mercy, on the divine mercy. And God will always forgive you. That's the good thing about a simple God. He is not complicated. He is not prideful like us. Yes or no? When somebody sins against us, what do? We hold on to what they have done and hold grudges. God doesn't hold grudges. He is not like us. When we approach Him with humility, with sincerity, with truthfulness, He will always forgive. But that's the thing. He wants us to be honest. Remember what happened to Adam and Eve? What happened to Adam and Eve? After they ate the forbidden fruit and God came, what did they do? They hid themselves from God. Huh? See? If only they said, Lord, I'm sorry, and knelt down and said, Lord, I'm sorry, I've eaten the forbidden fruit because of my desire, of my weakness, God right there and then would have forgiven them. Yes or no? What do you think? But no. What did they do? They hid. They tried to hide away from Him. And then what? They blamed each other. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the snake. Will you be able to repent if you keep on blaming? Huh? Can you? Should you? You cannot. You cannot repent. You will not repent. You are not repenting if you keep blaming others. No? Oh, I got angry. Why? Because I am impatient. I expected too much from other people. I wanted them to act in a certain way. I'm the one who is at fault for being angry. Not my wife, not my husband. When I ask sometimes people, especially married couples, how long have you been married? 20, 30 years. And you still get angry at that guy? You should know by now his personality or her personality. Why? If you haven't changed her before, you cannot change him now. So why get angry? Simple thing like throwing out the garbage. Always, you know he's lazy and you keep on telling him throw out the garbage. Why not do it yourself and get away with it, you know? Because if you keep on telling him and nagging him, let's face it, there are some guys who are like children. They know how to push your buttons. You know? But you are the one sinning if you decide to get angry because you allowed him to push your button. Yeah? Yes or no? See, that's the problem with sin. People don't realize, yes, there are people who can be temptations, but ultimately, it is your responsibility why you sin. In the first reading, God said, He did not give any license to sin to anybody. No? So everybody here cannot say, oh, Father, God understands me. Whatever I did is not bad because He loves me. Is that dangerous? Oh, yes. Because you are justifying your action and you will not even acknowledge that your action was sinful just because you think that God loves you. Yes, God loves you, but He hates sin. Hates sin. He doesn't hate you. But what you have done is hateful in the eyes of God. And therefore, acknowledge it. Don't say, oh, God loves me. Shut up. All this liberal thinking. That's liberal thinking. Huh? Remember that, huh? Liberal thinking. When you use the word, God loves me, therefore whatever I do is okay, and it's not a sin, that's liberal thinking. Now, if you say, what I did is wrong and sinful, but I am really, really sorry because I acknowledge what I did is against Him, and I will repent, that's no problem. That's being Catholic. But if you think also, oh, I've done something wrong against God, and God will hate me and will never forgive me, that's being conservative. No, that's wrong. So please, remember, ask yourself, where am I in my thinking? Am I really Catholic, balanced, or am I in the extreme? I'm not saying that everything about liberalism is bad. I'm not saying that everything about conservatives is bad. No. It's just that because of extreme ideas, you cannot put that, you cannot apply that to God. You cannot apply that to our faith. Faith, being Catholic, is balanced. But sad to say, all of us here are not balanced. Because we can go to the extreme. Why do you think nowadays, for example, too much hatred? No? And they say, oh, we are for the refugees. Come, let us welcome them. Seemingly good idea. Seemingly. But ask them, are you really pro-life or just thinking about some idea to make the government angry? Are you just doing something to make the government angry and not really believe in life? Ask them if they are really liberal or what. And then ask them if they really are willing to shelter the refugees. Remember, what's the basic rule? Charity begins at home. No? Okay, remember that, huh? Yes, there are refugees around the world. But if you cannot even see those who are in need around you, stop looking and try to save the world. Yes, we have to do something, but do it first, even within your own family. Huh? Again, that's using your head and not what? Your emotions. Because when you become emotional, you don't become logical, what happens? No? You just don't think. Father, are you against refugees? No. I would like to help all of them, but not at the expense of my own people here. No? We cannot even house our own people. There are many homeless people here. And then we're trying to save the other countries. Why am I saying this? Same thing when I was in the Philippines. No? We expect our government to fix our problems. Not pretend to help other countries just to impress other countries. No? Same thing here. No? Because if you think of saving the world and not saving your own, that is not what God wants you to do. Stop pretending to care other countries and not really be consistent. We cannot even save the unborn. Look at that. Huh? How many millions of Americans The unborn Americans are being killed every day. Saying that we are pro-life or we are for the people. And yet, they don't care about the unborn Americans. No? So again, be consistent. Don't go to the extreme. Look into yourself. Am I really standing by what the total teachings of Christ or some aspect of it? Because if you only concentrate on one aspect of Christ and not the whole thing, what will happen? You will end up being conservative or liberal. But if you have the total teaching of Christ, you will have what? A balanced, sincere, and truthful faith. Do you agree? I hope so.